Hi, and welcome to this week's special edition of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. In 2010, history was made when a congressional resolution was passed declaring the first ever National Hereditary Breast and Ovarian Cancer Week and National Previvor Day to raise awareness about hereditary cancer. Millions of people carry an inherited mutation or have a family history of cancer, but many people don't know about their risk. National Hereditary Breast and Ovarian Cancer Week and Previvor Day aim to change that. In conjunction with these efforts, we spoke with the president and CEO of My Gene Council, Ellen Matloff, and founder of Proactive Genes, Shannon Pulaski, about how both of these resource tools can help raise awareness for hereditary cancer during National Hereditary Breast and Ovarian Cancer Week and Previvor Day. To start, Ellen, can you just kind of explain what My Gene Council is?
Yes, My Gene Council is a company that I developed with another genetic counselor, Danielle Bonadies, 4 years ago because we saw a need in the marketplace. Basically, a lot of people are having testing either without a genetic counselor at all or they're not seeing a genetic counselor for months and months. And we wanted them to have information available at their fingertips that would also update over time as the field changes. One thing, you know, I was, before I started My Gene Council, I was a genetic counselor at Yale for many years, and we would get an update in the field. And we would find out, for example, that women under the age of 30 shouldn't be having mammograms, they should be having breast MRIs. And we would stand in front of these filing cabinets with thousands and thousands of patients and be like, oh my gosh, how are we going to recontact all of these people? And when we developed My Gene Council, I realized we found the way, that it will be a digital connection to these people and to their clinicians, and that we'll be able to, with one button, update the stream, and that people will get a push notification via email or text so that they can stay up to date on all of the ways that genetics is changing.
What I think is exciting about that opportunity too, Ellen, is that as a patient, I don't want to have another appointment necessarily. So if I've already met with a genetic counselor, the idea of going back in to get more information may be something I put on the back burner. So having this information at my fingertips on the computer is going to make it a lot easier for someone like me to get, you know, information that's really relevant and up to date.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Shannon, because one of the challenges that we face in the field is that there are 4,000 genetic counselors in the United States and far fewer in other countries. And so I know at Yale, we used to have a 9-month wait time for people who didn't have an urgent need to see a genetic counselor. So thinking about seeing all those people again for follow-ups yearly or every 2 years, you know, people are going to be waiting. And this was a way for us to get them that information in their hands immediately and in a way that they can understand. And as we build out the community and have more and more people who carry mutations, not only for BRCA, but for all of cancer genetics, all of cardiac genetics, for people who've done 23andMe or Ancestry.com, for pharmacogenetics, what it allows us to do is to build a community. And with that community, we really have a voice so that we as a community could decide we want to attract clinical trials in this one area. And it allows My Gene Council to go to a pharmaceutical company and say, hey, are you interested in doing a clinical trial? Because I have 3,000 BRCA carriers who really want to do a clinical trial in this area. And it allows us to go to legislators and to say to them, listen, we want protection for genetic discrimination in previvors, or we want coverage. We're finding that people aren't getting coverage for prophylactic surgery and reconstruction. We demand coverage. And so it gives us a voice, a collective voice, in a really exciting way. And Shannon, as you've already experienced, it also allows people to say, you know what? I thought this one question was a little bit unclear. how can we reward it so that we can pay it forward for the next person and that they'll understand it. And so it's really a product owned by the very consumers using it, and they get to make changes to it. And they can say, hey, you know what question you're missing? I really had this question when I found out about my results, or I'd really like it if you dove into this area. And so they help us shape the project and shape the product, which is extremely exciting.
Great. And so similarly, Shannon has launched Proactive Genes. Shannon, can you briefly just describe what that resource tool is?
So Proactive Genes is an initiative that I recently launched where I'm hoping to inspire families, really all families, to start talking about their family health history. My goal with Proactive Genes is to help parents communicate better and more effectively their own family health history to their children. And I want them to be able to accomplish that in a way that's not overwhelming. Proactive Genes is going to be creating resources that will help families share health information with young children in a way that matches their maturity level, with concepts that they can easily grasp. The resources that we'll be offering, is they're going to approach this conversation in stages. It's going to really help pace out the information, guide the process for parents of when and how to discuss your family health history with your kids. And I also want Proactive Genes to grow into a community as well. I want it to be a place where families, parents can come and share their stories. We all have stories. We all have a family health history. And I want parents to feel like they can share their own stories as a parent to these issues of hereditary disease in their family and how they're sharing that with their own children.
So Hereditary Breast and Ovarian Cancer Week is starting today. Why would you say initiatives like this are important, and how can tools such as My Gene Counsel and Proactive Genes help with the efforts of trying to raise awareness this week?
I guess my feeling on that is that we're moving to a society that patients are no longer really patients, they're consumers, and they want to be in charge of their medical information. They want to understand it. They want to be able to use it. They want to be proactive. And I think both My Gene Counsel and Proactive Genes were working in the same vein, that people can have their information, they can understand it, they can use it. Hey, they can help educate their healthcare providers about it. And that's what I would like to say to people during this week is you can do it, and we have tools to help you do it.
The timing of this week, too, is pretty significant. It's right in between the end of September, which is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, and the beginning of October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And this week, it's really meant to highlight that these cancers are genetic and that it's really important to understand your family health history. And both of these tools, My Gene Counsel and Proactive Genes, are going to be out there to help you understand what your family health history means and how it impacts your health. Knowledge at the end of the day is power. I truly believe that. And once you know your family health history, you're going to be in a position where you can take action and you can reduce your risk. So it's very important to understand.
So also intertwined with this week is National Previvor Day. Why is that also important to recognize?
I think that thinking about what it is to be a provivor and how it relates to hereditary cancer is a very important topic, important concept to consider in relation to your family health history. A provivor is different from a survivor. A provivor is an individual with a strong predisposition to getting cancer, but they haven't developed cancer yet. They're people that have either genetic mutations, or they have a strong family history, or they have some other factor that predisposes them to getting cancer. Provivors were people who have intense surveillance plans that often require a number of doctor appointments. We have various treatment options at our fingertips that we can explore, and all of these are tools that we have to prevent cancer. We're very lucky to have access to information that allows us to make these informed decisions and then hopefully we can use that knowledge to make sure that we never face a cancer diagnosis.
I guess I would just say that really we're all previvors. It's just that most of us don't know what genetic changes we carry that may put us at increased risk for certain conditions. And so really, National Previvor Day is a time for all of us to look at our family histories, if you've had genetic testing, to consider that testing, and is there anything you could do to understand it better, and to perhaps take steps to reduce your risk for a variety of different conditions. So cancer is one of them, cardiac disease is another. There are hundreds of genetic conditions, and knowing about it ahead of time can really help you be proactive.
Okay, great. And so to kind of tie everything together, what would you both say is your biggest piece of advice for others facing these hereditary risks?
I would say that learning your family history on both sides, both your mother and your father's. I think a lot of people don't realize that you can inherit gene mutations from your father. I think that that's important. If you find that there's a history of cancer, you should gather as much information as you can, take down the type of cancer and the age that the family member was diagnosed. If you take that time to gather the information and write it all down, and you notice that there is a lot of family members on one side that have cancer, the cancer might be hereditary, and it's a good time to seek out your healthcare professional and see a genetic counselor to go through and get more information and more perspective about what it means for you and your health.
My biggest advice to someone would be to make sure that your genetic test results are being interpreted accurately and that the information you're being given is accurate. And I say this because, unfortunately, most healthcare providers, whether they be physicians or nurses or PAs, have very little training in the area of genetics, and they certainly don't usually have ongoing training as the field evolves. And so it would be important to take the genetic testing information you have and to make sure that you've spoken to a certified genetic counselor or that you've used a tool like MyGeneCounsel to really make sure you're making the most of your genetic test results.
Okay, and is there anything that we haven't touched upon that you think our patient audience should know about?
I would just end by saying that once you know your family's health history and you really understand what it means, you are able to be a stronger, better advocate for your own health.
I'd like to echo that, Shannon. I think that's a really important message. And I guess for anyone listening to this who's either scared about having genetic testing, or maybe you've had genetic testing and you've received a result that seems overwhelming, we can help you understand your genetic test result. We can help you get the support you need. And there are things for most of these conditions that we can do to reduce your risks. And so it may feel like an overwhelming, scary time, but we can help you understand this and make it work for you.
For more information on both resource tools, visit MyGeneCounsel.com and ProactiveGenes.com. Do you have your own personal story to tell about your cancer journey? Share with us at curetoday.com/share-your-story. And don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.